5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, yeah. We are back. We are back. It is No Cap Friday, so you know what that means. We going in. Yes, sir. Listen, if you are in your car, be safe. If you are already punched in at work, stay focused. This is a season of stay focused. I know you may not feel like you have everything you need, but you got something to work with. Whew, here we go. Listen, you got something to work with. Some people really don't have anything to work with, and they're asking God for a miracle, and you have something to work with. You got a little bit of oil. There it is. You have a little bit of oil to work with. You can still produce with just a little bit of oil. Too often we feel as though we don't have enough. But the problem really is not that we don't have enough. The problem is we don't even see what we have. Ooh.
Your number one radio.
We're too busy worrying about what we think we need that we don't even see that what we already possess is enough. Oh my God, here we go. I'm just getting warmed up, okay? I'm just getting warmed up. Let me calm down. I'm overly excited right now. You have enough. The woman only had a little bit of bread. A little bit of oil. But oh my God. When you take what you already have and you put it in the hand of the prophet or God, you will have an overflow. Listen to me. Take what you already have and dedicate it to God and watch God multiply it. I'm speaking from experience. I'm talking to somebody right now. Listen, we haven't even jumped into the show. I am talking to someone right now. You have to understand that when I'm speaking from experiences. I was sitting in my office the other day and I was saying to God, Lord, I need a plan. I need a strategy. I need you to show me this and show me that. And what God was showing me was that, son, you already got what you need. Take what you already have and work it. Produce with what you already have. And then I'll add unto you. Listen. You have to work what you already have. Work that gift. Work that talent. Listen, it's all on what you're willing to do. We'll be right back. Let's go. Well, in sports news, the NFL preseason is officially kicked off. New faces and new places. I'm excited about the new season. A lot of hard-hitting action coming up soon. Stay tuned for more details. Yeah, listen. What I need you to do right now is take just one moment. One, it takes about 2 seconds, 3 seconds to send a text. I need you to share the Roar of Judah podcast show with at least two people. At least two. Right now. Slide your phone from inside your desk real quick and just hit the Roar of Judah podcast and hit share or copy that link and send it to your best friend or your mama or your auntie real quick. Ain't nobody watching. Ain't nobody watching. Listen, I need you to share the Roar Judah podcast show right now with at least two people. I really, really appreciate you. And if this is your first time listening, welcome to the tribe. You are loved, you are cared for, you are much needed. Oh man, today's show, as you know, is No Cap Friday. And the title of today's show is Fighting Forward. Fighting Forward. If you are a note taker, grab your iPhone, get your little note thing that you got in your phone. If you're an Android user, get your notepad thing in your phone. If you got a flip phone, it may be hard to take notes. You might want to get a pen and a piece of paper. That might be the best thing for you to do, because it might be really hard to type on the flip phone. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, it's all love. Welcome to the show, the Roy Judah Podcast. I am your host, Jumar Bush. Today's topic is fighting forward. Now, how I arrived at this point is that I was thinking about a fight. And so I started looking up different fighting arenas and styles. You know, you got jujitsu, you got the MMA, you got boxing, you got the UFC. You got all these different arenas with different platforms, and they have different fighting styles. And the one thing that I notice in all the fighting styles is that the winner of the fight, the winner of the fight always was fighting forward. Just close your eyes wherever you are right now. I want you to visualize this, that you are in a fight and you are fighting forward. Now, I don't know if you are a boxing fan or MMA fighter watcher. I don't know what you're into, but I know you've seen some hood fights. Okay, don't be acting brand new up in here. You've seen some hood fights. Even if you just watched it on Facebook or TikTok or something crazy, you've seen some fights and may have been in some fights. Don't act holy now. What you need to realize is that whenever you are backing up in a fight, you are at a disadvantage. Okay, here we go. I hear it. Whenever you are backing up in a fight, you are at a disadvantage. Good fighters know defense, but good fighters also know that in order to wear my opponent out, I must fight forward. Here we go. See, the enemy been on your head because you've been fighting from a disadvantage. Oh my God. Oh, here we go. Listen, I'm digging in right now. The enemy knows that you've been fighting from a disadvantage. And the reason that you've been fighting from a disadvantage is, one, you haven't been listening to your corner man. When you get a timeout, those timeouts are not for you to be looking in the crowd and looking at what somebody else doing. Those moments are for you to gather yourself. Here we go. Number two, you are not paying attention. You are fully equipped to handle the fight, but you are not paying attention. You've been distracted. And if you ever watched a good fight, whether that was on TV or social media or in real life, the moment that the person is distracted by something going on outside of the fight, they always get knocked out. And what I come to tell you today is, don't get your butt knocked out because you was not paying attention. This is a different type of fight. This is a different type of fight. This is the fight of your life. How you fight in this one, in this season, in this moment, at this time, is going to determine what tomorrow holds. Welcome to the Roy Judah Podcast Show. If you are just joining us, it is No Cap Friday, And the title of today's message is Fighting Forward. I feel so strong right now. Listen, fighting forward. You cannot win a fight when you are fighting from a disadvantage. If you are backing up, you are treading on your back foot. So you don't really have any firm grounding. Oh my gosh. Great fighters fight forward. In some terms, they call it apply the pressure. Apply the pressure. See, everything needs pressure to produce something. Listen to me.
Baby, let's go!
Every moment that you've ever faced defeat, loss, setbacks, confusion, hurt, heartaches, and pain have always been because you were at a disadvantage. Watch me now. I'm going somewhere. Pay attention now. Pay attention. It caught you off guard. Because even though you knew that the relationship, the marriage, the job, there were problems, you never thought that you would be blindsided. You were at a disadvantage. Listen to me. Anytime that you are at a disadvantage, it feels like a sucker punch. Yeah, the marriage started off nice. The romance started off nice. But what happens when you are at a disadvantage? What happens when things go left and you feel sucker punched? It is always because you are at a disadvantage. You are emotionally tied, or you are emotionally connected, and you never saw the sucker punch coming because you put too much trust in that person and not enough trust into God. I'm working here. Listen to me. When you think about fighting forward, that means you are applying pressure and you are backing your opponent up. There should be no reason in this season of your life, after all you've been through, after all God has brought you through, there should be no reason why you should be fighting from a disadvantage. Ooh. Listen, ooh-wee. We are in the building on this one. Tag two people. Tell them the Roy Judah podcast, Fighting Forward, is popping. You can't expect to win a fight when you have been positioned in a disadvantage. The only way that you're going to be successful in this season and the season after that season is that when you fight forward, you believe that you are victorious. I want to share something with you. Listen, there were times in my life where it wasn't so much of what I did, but it was about what was did before me. Watch me. We all deal with this. Watch this. It was about what my parents did and the decisions that they made and the decisions that their parents made and the decisions that their parents made. And I was given a disadvantage right off the bat. Wherever there is a lack of opportunity, there is a disadvantage. You have to understand what I am saying right now. You will always be at a disadvantage, and you will have to work 10 times harder and fight 10 times better because you started off with a disadvantage. Nevertheless, you still may be victorious. We can't blame what they did. We can't blame what they said. We can't even blame them for the decisions that they made, because in that moment, they were at a disadvantage. They were at a disadvantage, and they were fighting on their back foot. And they were fighting with a disadvantage. And so my point that I'm trying to drive home in this very moment is that fighting forward means so much more than what you think it means in this moment. Fighting forward is not just about you. Let me get that straight. Facts. It is not just about you. Fighting forward is about the legacy that you will leave behind. It is about the people that you are fighting for. It is your why. As the great motivational Eric Thomas would say, it is your why. Your why is more important than anything else. Because if you don't have a why, then you don't have a reason to fight forward. And you will always be at a disadvantage. Here we go. As I was preparing to do this show, a thought came in my mind about the term arrested development. Write that down, arrested development. And the thing that I love about that word is when I went to go research and look it up, it is in the field of medicine, but it has multiple meanings. For over 200 years, it has had multiple meanings. Arrested development is the stoppage of physical development. Listen to me. It is the stoppage of physical development. Or in some terms, it is physical development that is not complete. When we talk about psychologically, we are not complete. Physical development that is not complete. The only reason why you are in your right mind right now is because you are not under arrested development. Do you hear me? You are not under arrested development. But see, because God has kept you. So you're in your right mind. A lot of times when people are in fights, they are not in their right mind. So they make bad decisions, which puts them at even a more disadvantage. And we are in the fight of our life, so we cannot afford to be in an arrested development state of mind. Because we have been fully equipped. We have been given the tools to be successful. We have been given the tools to be victorious. There is no reason in 2022, where you are right now, that you should be fighting from a disadvantage. Wake up. It is the only reason that when the bell rings and the round is over, that the fighters go back to the corner to get more encouragement, to get the clues and the hints that they need, because they are not fighting from that perspective. See, the corner man can see different things than what you can see, because you are in the fight. And so you don't see all the little side steps and the little juke moves you can do. Here we go. If that's what the word of God is for our lives, it gives us an advantage. But you got to understand, though, the fight has already been fixed, but we got to apply what the word says to our lives so that we can be successful. Here we go. Pay attention. I'm working. Listen, we have been given the victory. Despite what we may see, the outcome has already been set. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, the victory had already been given to us long before we were even born or even conceived. And with that being said, you have to understand that the enemy knows that he's already been defeated. So it is his job to kill, steal, and destroy. It is his job to use devices and instruments to keep us distracted so that we'll always be at a disadvantage. But here's the thing that I need you to understand right now in this moment. I need you to focus and I need you to start fighting forward. The moment that you realize that you have the power to overcome what it is that you're fighting is when you're going to put the pressure on. Put the pressure on. As the corner man would say, apply the pressure, throw your hands. Every fighter who's ever fought, go on YouTube and look up some fights. I guarantee you that the fighters that did not throw their hands did not come out victorious. Their mind was under arrested development. Facts. Somewhere there was some blockage in their mind that was hindering them from throwing their hands, and they were fighting from a disadvantaged state of point. Now, what you have to understand is every fighter has been trained. Now, all fighters may not have the experience that some of the veteran fighters have, but they have been trained. See, you get better by fighting more battles. Whew, here we go. I'm working. Listen, you get better by having more battles to fight. The only way that you know what type of fighter you are and what you need to work on is by having battles to fight. My God. Listen, you are victorious. When you go into any situation with that mindset, understanding that you have already won the fight, you should not be fighting from a disadvantage. What you should be doing is applying the pressure. I know that the bills are due. But what you have to understand is it's already worked out in your favor. The victory is already yours. The bill is already paid. Your faith is being tested. See, fighting forward is about your faith. I need you to tag two people right now. Share the Roar Judah podcast. Fighting forward. It is No Cap Friday. We going in. Listen, I'm working. This is about faith. This fight that we are fighting, they call it the good fight, is about faith. Can you believe in your unbelief? Can you produce with what you have in your hand? What you've already been given, can you produce with that? I know that you're fighting from a disadvantage from what your parents gave you or what you was taught by your grandparents. I know. I relate. I'm with you. But can you take what you have in your hand and produce? Can you win the fight with what you already have? And I know you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle, but can you fight with what you have right now? Too many times we get focused on what we don't have, and we forget about what we do have. You may not have your favorite meal in the refrigerator, but you got something to work with. I'm working here. You wasn't able to pay your car payment this time, but you got a full tank of gas so you can get back and forth to work. Listen, we have to unlearn silly and childish behaviors. Because society has taught us that by having a beautiful outer appearance, that means that you are complete, you are whole, that you are living your best life. I rebuke that. That's a lie. Because what you are doing is that you are dressing up in a clown suit. You might as well go out and get the little red nose and put it on because you clowning. Because deep inside you are hurt. That's why you want so much attention. You are fighting from a disadvantage. I'm going to drive that point home. We are fighting forward. That is the title of No Cap Friday. We are fighting forward. You will not be defeated in this season. The only way that you will be defeated in this season is if you keep being distracted and you take some days off and you don't stay focused. And you keep fighting from your back foot. Plant that good foot and apply pressure. My man, shout out to my man Holla. I watched this man go from dreaming to actually becoming. It took a lot of hard work, a lot of fighting, and he kept fighting forward. Because see, what happens is when you fight forward, eventually the doors will bust wide open. See, when you're fighting from a disadvantage and you're fighting on your back foot and you're backing up, you are backing away from where you need to be going. You must annihilate the enemy. In the face of adversity, you must annihilate. When hardships come, annihilate. When you can't figure it out, pray and annihilate. Keep producing. Keep moving forward. Keep fighting forward. You cannot give up in this season. This message is for someone. Ooh-wee. You've been fighting your whole life from a disadvantage. Even your family lied on you. Your best friend slept with your man, or your homie slept with your girl. You've been at a disadvantage. That one hurt, but guess what? You gotta keep fighting forward. No matter what you face, keep fighting forward. You are victorious. You must be victorious in your mind and your heart so that your actions will follow. Every day above ground is a day that you fight forward. Do you hear me? I need you to write a note to yourself right now, and I want you to type this write this down and say, I will fight forward every single day. I'm gonna say it again for the people in the back. I will fight forward every single day. Because if you don't give yourself the opportunity to fight forward, who's going to do it for you? I know the song says the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. But that's the spiritual realm. Physically, we down here. You have to put the spiritual realm and the supernatural realm in the physical realm, and you have to fight forward. Apply the pressure. Some of the terminology that the young folks use, it always makes me laugh. But one thing that I do know is they are fly with their words, and the term "you gonna have to make something shake" has stuck with me for the longest. When you are down to your last, you're going to have to make something shake. People who are winners know how to make something shake. And what I'm saying in this moment is that you have been fighting from a disadvantage all your life. And in this moment, in this season, at this very moment, at this very time, you're going to have to make something shake. You can't keep using the excuse that your mama wasn't around. You can't keep using the excuse that your dad wasn't there when you needed him. You're going to have to make something shake for you right now. You will never feel like you have enough if you don't start right now. You keep waiting for the right moment. There is no right moment. Right now is where it starts. I'm talking, I'm working. Listen, you're going to have to start right now. Get off that back foot and fight forward. Get focused. Be determined. Use what God has given you. It doesn't matter who doesn't support you. Still going to be successful. And in this very moment, I declare and decree that every ear under the sound of my voice is going to start fighting forward from this moment on. You are victorious in all that you do. You lack nothing. Take what you have and use it. Listen, we are running out of time. We are running out of time. I need you to share this podcast, the Roar Judah podcast, Fighting Forward, No Cap Friday. This one's for you. You are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed.